You're listening to Movie Sucktastic.
Sounds like some bad movie.
Oh man, you know there's always some technical difficulties going around. It just always
what's going
is.
Around? What's just, going on?
Well, actually, I guess I don't have to tell anyone. They don't know.
No, well, no.
It's like, why would I even do that? I don't know, because no. I'm angry.
Welcome to Movie Sucktastic. It's the week after the Oscars. We're all finally got rested after a tumultuous evening of awards and pomp and circumstance, and we get to go over our lists and talk about how many we got and who won this year.
So do you have obviously you know how many you got right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Okay. Very, very good. Same here. My wife played. She filled out her ballot. Since there's no, you know, there's no hype to it, she got 11 correct and 12 wrong. And the ones that she got right is because she copied off of my paper.
Well, then I can tell you how many Holly got right real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is interesting. 5, hearing this.
This is great radio.
6. She got 6 right.
6 correct.
Yes.
Wow.
She hasn't seen as many of the movies as I have. She was a lot of guesswork on her part.
Well, yeah, that is true.
I didn't make her. There's a lot that she refused to watch, so I was on my own.
There you go.
Yeah.
So do we want to do this like we did last week, where we start at the bottom, just work our way to the top?
Yeah. Shout out whether or not we got them right or not, and anything we want to say before we move on. I think we can get through this list at a decent pace.
I think we could do this quick. All right. I'm working off my Vanity Fair sheet.
The only thing that's going to hold us up is that the letterboxed ballot is maddeningly scrumbled. It's all higgledy-piggledy.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what they thought they were being cute or something, but no, I need my greatest to least.
Yeah, that's what this is why I grab the Vanity Fair one every single year.
I usually do, but I was, you know, I'm trying to do a shout-out for Letterboxd, and they fuck me in the ass.
That's some shout-out.
Yeah, there you go. So when you mention each one, it's going to take me a second to find it on my list. That's
okay.
All.
That's all right. So what I'll do then is I'll say it. I'll say what I picked. And then by the time I get to that, you should probably have yours.
I'll be waiting.
All right. So first we're going to kick it off with documentary short. And oh, wow. When we did this category, I remember now these are ones that I haven't seen them. This is all guesswork. I picked The Only Girl in the Orchestra because I thought it kind of sounded cool. And that's the one that won.
Yep.
I was very, very surprised that I got that right.
Yeah, I got it wrong. I picked I Am Ready Warden, and I got it wrong.
Mare picked the same one because she heard about the documentary. You actually said you saw it, so I believe that's why you said you picked it.
Yes.
All right. Live action short. I picked I Am Not a Robot. That was the correct one as well.
Yes, I also picked I'm not a robot.
There you go.
So we're good there.
Yeah. Animated short. This is a perfect example for me anyway. If I had seen the animation before guessing, I would have never fucking picked the one that I did, which was Yuck, which is wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
100%. Now, it might have been a good animated short, but the worst animation out of all of them, by far. It looked like someone did it on their computer, all by hand, with like one of those animation or drawing tablets, and it just...
Yeah, that's called artist. That's how you do animation, Joey.
No. Yes, it is, but it just... It looked more like... It was a little bit better than, say, a doodle, but it just looked terrible. I would have never picked it based on just how it looked.
Okay.
But then again, now that I saw the category when it was on TV, I wouldn't have picked the winner either. I would have picked... what was it? It was Wander to Wonder. Just from the quick animation that they showed, I thought it looked like it had the best animation. That was to me. So I got that wrong.
I selected Yuck and got it wrong as well. Yeah. And the winner, I don't think you mentioned it, was In the Shadow of the Cypress.
It was In the Shadow of the Cypress. Yes. Okay, visual effects. I picked Dune Part 2, and I was correct.
Hang on.
It's all right.
See, they hide this shit. Losing my mind. Visual effects. Yes, I picked Dune Part 2 as well. That's one that Holly picked as well. Everyone knew that was getting visual effects.
Well, out of everything that's there, Dune Part 2, I mean, everything else, like Better Man, nobody saw the movie. Nobody cared about that. Alien Romulus, I think, was really... That and Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes might have been the only real competition for it. But Dune Part 2, like the first film, it's this big, big epic. And it just looks amazing. And you could tell how much work went into it. That's why it won. That's why we were correct.
Yes.
Production design. I got a little flack from Scott about picking Wicked, which was the winner. Scott picked... you don't have to go find it. I know you picked Nosferatu.
Well, I should be able to find it. Yeah, I picked Nosferatu.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
And our little back and forth was, I said, I don't think they're going to pick a lot of things for Wicked, so they're going to give them the things that they know that they can give Wicked, which was production design. And of course, my theory paid off because I was correct. Makeup and hairstyling. Oh, I'm sorry. We did sound?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's my fault. I hopped sound and went right to production design. Sound. I picked Dune Part 2. I was very confident it was going to win all the technicals. Stop. What did you pick?
A complete unknown.
Well, that's right. You said, got music. And I'm like, I don't think that's what they're going to give it out for.
I don't know.
And I was correct. And you were not.
Right.
Makeup and hairstyling. I went with The Substance because of, like the other films, Nosferatu is a Count Orlok. Emilia Perez is just... the Sophia Garcon. Different Man was just the one character. And my argument was The Substance was it just gradually just keeps getting worse as the movie goes on. So that's why I thought they were going to pick it. And I was right.
I don't think Orlok is the only character that required makeup and hairstyling. So
that is correct.
I don't like that,
but The Substance as a whole had so much more.
Hey, well, I'm regretting not choosing it now, obviously. I'm regretting choosing Nosferatu for anything since it didn't win anything.
Well, yes. Moving on. Editing. Now, I got this wrong. I picked Conclave. The winner was Anora. And I do not agree. Not one fucking bit. There is no way Anora should have got best editing for a little indie film like that. Stop.
Conclave's
editing was fucking brilliant. Stop, Anora.
I'm curious. What did Mare choose
for
that category?
Mare picked The Brutalist, which... is a good choice compared to fucking Anora.
Well, I chose The Brutalist as well, so I do think it's a good choice as well. And Holly picked Emilia Perez.
No.
But she hasn't seen it.
No, no. So oh, no, I know. Honestly, I thought the competition was between The Brutalist and Conclave. But I really felt that Conclave's editing was way better. Because I've seen all of them. You know, and it's not just about moving from one scene to the other. It's how it moves from one scene to the other. And I thought Conclave did it much more brilliantly than fucking Anora. And I just want to make everyone clear. I love the Anora. I don't think it deserves best editing. All right, moving on. Costume design. Did you find it? I know what you picked. Everyone knows what you picked. Scott picked Nosferatu.
Yeah, Nosferatu.
I picked Wicked, which was the winner, because again, my theory panned out.
Yeah.
Moving on, cinematography. I picked The Brutalist, even though in my heart, Nosferatu had the better cinematography. I really felt that it did, but I just knew that a movie that boasted, filmed in VistaVision, see it on the biggest screen you can. It's like an epic that hasn't been seen. It's like they're going to go Brutalist. They're just going to go Brutalist, no matter what. And that's what they did. You picked Nosferatu?
Yeah.
Original song. Now, can I bring up something really quick about the fact... I'm going to do it anyway. About the fact that they did not perform any of the songs for the movies, yet they still figured out a way for us to listen to 20 minutes, 30 minutes of fucking music.
I'll tell you exactly what I said when they mentioned that, if you want to hear all the music, scan this QR code right out of my mouth. Thank Christ. It's like the last thing I wanted to do was sit through all that music.
But there was still 20 minutes of music. From the James Bond thing to the performance, the whole Wicked performance that went on for like, it was like the first 12 minutes of the show.
If people are dancing or there's like, that's different than when they just play the fucking songs. I hate when they play the songs. I'm so glad they didn't play the songs.
Yeah, I'm getting at is they still figured out a way for us to listen to almost a half an hour of music.
Hey, I thought they did a good job. I thought it was a tight for an Oscars special.
So I picked El Mal because I just keep hearing about that fucking song and doesn't matter the controversy, nothing or other. El Mal, El Mal, El Mal. I'm like, all right, fine. You're cramming it down my throat. I'll pick the fucking thing on my ballot. And it worked out because I won. I got it right.
No.
What'd you pick?
I picked a random one. I picked Like a Bird from Sing Sing.
Ah, okay.
I just didn't want to choose anything from Emilia Perez. that was a protest vote.
Yeah. Then original score. And again, my heart was Conclave score was so much better than The Brutalist. And I thought The Brutalist score was amazing too, but I knew they were going to pick The Brutalist. It was just in my gut. And that's what they did. I picked The Brutalist, and I got it right.
And I'm still angry at you because I picked Conclave because you talked up the sound so much, the score so much.
Yeah. And during The Brutalist...
And then you went back, on that.
No. During the Brutalist review, if you listen to it, okay. You should listen back to some of our shows. During the Brutalist review, I did mention that while I felt Conclave's score was way better, that I felt that The Brutalist was the front runner. I do say that in that episode.
I want to hear it.
I'm sorry. I got another one right. I can't help it.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't have a lot of confidence during this ballot, during this year's Oscars. And when we reveal at the end, I did pretty fucking good.
All right.
I even shocked myself. Documentary feature. This was a complete guess. The winner was No Other Land, and that's the one I picked.
Same here.
I just kind of figured that it might have been about a third world country and The usually documentaries that go in that direction get the little golden man.
That was my reasoning as well.
So you won that. You got that category right as well. All right.
Yes.
Animated feature. I picked Flow, and
that was
the winner.
Oh, documentary. That was document. Sorry.
Documentary feature.
Yeah. I got confused. Continue.
Okay. So moving on to animated feature, I picked Flow, and that was the one that won Best Picture for animation. I just thought,
good for you.
What'd you pick?
I picked The Wild Robot.
Oh, it's not a bad choice.
That was the other one that everybody was talking about. If it was, I figured it was a coin flip between that and Flow, and I picked the wrong one.
I got it right. Go me. Moving on is international feature, and I had a theory about this as well. Usually when an international film gets picked in the Best Picture category and it does not have a shot in winning, they almost always give it international feature. It's just a way of saying, listen, we're not picking you for Best Picture, but we'll give you the international feature. And I picked I'm Still Here, and that's what won.
Same.
All right. Ooh, now we're into Scott's categories.
Although I didn't pick it for the reasoning you did. I picked it because I felt guilty that that was the only Best Picture nominee I hadn't seen.
Well, then, you know what? Your strategy worked.
It wasn't a strategy, really. I just felt guilty.
It's all kind right. of a strategy.
Sorry. Yeah, okay.
It's kind of a strategy. So we're in Scott's categories now. We have adapted screenplay. I picked Conclave, and that was the winner.
I picked that as well, and that yes, because I felt it was the best adapted screenplay. I saw all the films except Sing Sing, and I thought that was the best one.
Moving on is original screenplay. I already know what you picked.
Yeah,
I already know what you picked because you were very high on the fact that it was a truly original screenplay, and I told you that. That wasn't going to matter. And I picked Anora, and that was the film that won original screenplay. Scott picked The Substance.
Right.
And I really wanted The Substance to win because I do feel it is a better screenplay than Anora. I need to let everyone know, I really, really enjoyed Anora. So when we get to the end, I have a little thing I want to talk about. All right, moving on. Actor in a supporting role. I actually followed Scott on this because he had seen the film. Kieran Culkin won for A Real Pain. That is what I picked. I picked it based on Scott's recommendation because I had not seen the film yet, and it was the correct choice. That was the winner there.
When you get a chance, he really gives a good performance.
I'm gonna watch it. All right, moving on. Actress in a supporting role. There was a little, not controversy, but a little back and forth between Scott and I on this. I picked Zoe Saldana because I just felt that the Academy loves her and they just were going to give it to her because she's been a champion for this film, even with all the controversy. And in Hollywood, a lot of these awards are given out by kissing a little booty and actually being liked by them. And that's why I went that way. And that was the correct choice. She won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress. Who did you pick?
Oh, I picked Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. I thought she did a tremendous job. I thought she was a contender.
Which I believe, even now, she should have been the one that won. Because I felt she had the best performance out of everyone. But again, I picked the way I thought the Academy was going to pick, and that's ultimately why I ended up getting it right. Not because I wanted her to win. I wanted Felicity Jones to win because I thought she was just genuinely better. Actor in a leading role, best actor. Again, a little back and forth with Scott on this. I picked Adrian Brody for The Brutalist. I did not think the AI controversy was going to matter because it wasn't him, like his mouth speaking the words. It wasn't affected by that. His performance is what won him that Oscar, not the the voiceover, the foreign language that they use the AI on in some spots. I thought it was his physical presence on the screen that was going to win him the Oscar, and I guess correctly, because Adrian Brody won a second Best Actor Oscar.
I disagree with what you're saying about that his voice not being altered, but I chose him as well. Yeah,
I mean, his voice was altered, but it was in
that's my point.
But not during his performance, only in the voiceover.
Well, no, afterwards using AI.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is his actual performance on screen was not hindered by AI.
I'm saying we don't know that because we're not seeing his performance. We're seeing the end result after AI was used to modify his speech. That's all I'm saying.
Well, what I'm getting is I read that his on-screen performance, when you see him on screen and he's talking, not affected by AI. That's what I read. That's why I went that way.
Then don't do voiceover. If you can't do it right, then don't fucking do it.
Well,
you know?
Moving on.
Yep.
Best actress. Actress in the leading role. I picked Demi Moore because she should have won. She really should have won. Mikey Madison from Anora won.
Yes.
And that's fine. I liked her in that performance. I just think my thought process with that was Mikey Madison's like 23. This is probably the last time Demi Moore is going to get nominated for anything other than maybe a Razzie.
See where all that logic took you to for this one?
Well,
it doesn't always work.
I did pretty good the entire ballot. That one just didn't pan out.
Don't use that to deny that one didn't work. I voted for it based on the fact that she was the best, and that and the Academy agreed.
All right. Well, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
Best director. This I do not agree with, not one bit. Sean Baker for Anora won best director. I picked Brady Corbet, and I really feel that they probably should have split on this category, but they didn't. As much as I enjoyed Anora, there is no fucking way that film was better directed than The Brutalist. It just stop. Just stop. Maybe they like Sean Baker more than they like Brady Corbet, but maybe he's a pompous asshole and they just snubbed him. There's just no fucking way. The Brutalist is just on a huge scale what was accomplished with such a small budget. It should have gone to Brady Corbet. So I got that one wrong.
Yeah, I thought Anora really was well directed. So
it
I
is well right. directed. Yeah. But it's not better directed than The Brutalist. It just isn't.
Well, apparently the Academy disagrees.
They're wrong. And I have a little thing I'm going to bring up.
Oh, here we go.
It's okay.
Yep.
Best picture. Best picture.
The big one.
The big one. I picked The Brutalist. The winner was Anora. So I got that wrong. Scott, I believe, picked Anora.
I did.
I believe you picked Anora for best picture and director. So you got both right. So I got that wrong. See, here's the thing.
I was feeling good. I was feeling good about my big category wins.
Well, yeah. So here's the thing. What I feel about what the Academy did there, what they did is they were saying, oh, we want to pick an indie film and we want to pick, you know, a low budget film that we like and a film like that. And that's what they did. But what they truly did, in my opinion, is they missed, you know, they dropped the ball. They dropped the ball because so they wanted to pick a low budget indie film. Fine. Anora cost $6 million. The Brutalist cost 6 to 10. It was under 10. And I believe it was with print and advertising. So they missed a golden opportunity to pick the ultimate indie film, such as The Brutalist, that cost under $10 million, but looks like it cost $80 to $100 million. So if their rationale was, oh, we're going to pick an indie film, then they should have went with The Brutalist, because it literally defines what they were asking for. And that's just, I don't know. I feel like they just made another wrong choice, but that's me.
I disagree.
And I need to let everybody know that I really enjoyed Anora, and I'm not unhappy that it won. I'm unhappy that I got it wrong. All right. So I ended up with 18 of 23 correct.
Oh, fuck you.
And honestly, had I picked with my heart on Best Actress, I was going to pick Mikey Madison. I didn't. I really did think they were going to pick The Brutalist for director and picture. So I truly did get that wrong. So hey, I got 18 right. How many did you get right?
I got 10 right.
But you did pick the right Best Picture, so that counts for something.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the big categories, if we weighted it, I'd be closer.
If we what?
If you weighted the answers, you know how like some are worth more than others.
Yeah, but I got 8 more correct than you.
That's why I said it'd be closer.
All right. So, you know what? In doing this, it made me kind of think a little bit. I cherry picked just a small handful of years of where they picked the movie for Best Picture, and I think they picked the wrong one. And I want to see if you agree with me.
Okay.
All right. So in 2001, they picked A Beautiful Mind for Best Picture. And I feel the strongest film that year was the first Lord of the Rings movie, Fellowship of the Ring. Because what it was up against was Gosford Park in the bedroom, Beautiful Mind, which was the ultimate winner, and Moulin Rouge. Now, I know you like Moulin Rouge, but if you want to pick the truly best film out of all five, it's going to be that first Lord of the Rings movie, not A Beautiful Mind.
Yeah, no, screw that.
You know?
Again, they always fall for biopics. I hate when they fall for the biopics.
Yeah.
I was afraid they were going to do that with Chalamet this year. Glad he didn't get anything.
Yeah. So, moving on, the next one.
Try fuck Wonka.
Fuck Wonka. The next one was 2002. It's the very next year. They picked Chicago for Best Picture. They picked Chicago for Best Picture. Now, it was up against The Pianist, Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. The Two Towers, The Hours, and Gangs of New York. And I would argue that Gangs of New York, or the second Lord of the Rings film, should have won that year.
What are the films again?
The Hours, Chicago, which was the winner, The Pianist, and Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, and Gangs of New York. My argument is Gangs of New York or the second Lord of the Rings films would have been ultimately a better choice.
All right, that's a hard one for me, because Chicago's the only one of those films I've seen.
It's not. It's a terrible movie. It's a musical.
What, Chicago? Yeah, I don't care for it, but I'm biased. I don't like musicals.
It's not. What I'm getting at is, it's not the film that should have been picked.
Okay. Yeah. No. I'm just saying. It's a little harder for me to weigh in because I didn't watch any of the other ones, but I'm not disagreeing with you.
All right. I've got a couple more. So we're going all the way up to 2009. This is the year that it went up to 10 nominees.
Mm-hmm.
The winner that year was The Hurt Locker. Now, while I enjoyed The Hurt Locker, that is the year that Inglourious Basterds came out. What an absolute snub. If you want to give Tarantino director and picture, that is the fucking year to do it. Literally created a second masterpiece next to Pulp Fiction. Inglourious Basterds is every bit as good as Pulp Fiction. And they didn't go with him. So that year was The Hurt Locker, which ultimately won.
Mm-hmm.
A Serious Man, which I really enjoyed too. An Education, which we both did not like. Avatar. District 9, which we both liked. Precious. The Blind Side.
Yeah.
Up. And Up in the Air.
Hmm.
It's got to go Inglourious Basterds. That is truly the best film in that list. And it gives Tarantino his picture, best picture, and best director. I fear that he will make his 10th, and he says final film, and it'll probably be nominated for best picture. But I fear that they're going to give it to him for best picture and possibly director, because he's saying it's his last one, and it won't be. I'm not saying it's going to be his weakest film, but I'm just saying it's not going to be his best film for some reason.
I never believe any of these people until they, when they say that they're going to retire. Never believe any. You know what I believe? When they're dead. That's when I believe.
You know what? I was just going to say the same thing, because I do believe he will try to retire. And he might stay away for a few years because, you know, in between movies, he always takes 5-7 years in between movies anyway. And I just feel like he's going to get an itch and make that 11th film at some point within the decade that he's saying he's retiring.
You know who retired recently? Gene Hackman. That's the retirement.
Oh, man. All right. 2000.
Oh, yeah. So... Yeah. I don't know if I agree with you. I thought The Hurt Locker was great, and as much as I love Tarantino's,
I just think that it is great. I just think that that's the year you give it to Tarantino.
It's weird for me to be rooting between two war films. It's not you know, it's not usually my genre.
I get it. Yeah. All right. So 2013, the winner was 12 Years a Slave, which, by the way, is an excellent film. But that year, I feel The Wolf of Wall Street, that is such a fucking good movie. I've seen it probably 10 times. Every time it's on, I rewatch it. There is so much in that film that is so, so fun and sad, and it's just a really, really good film. Obviously the subject content for 12 Years a Slave, it's an important film, and that's why they went that way. But I feel like Wolf of Wall Street, and in any other year, that's the one that's winning Best Picture. Because the other films that year are American Hustle, Nebraska, Captain Phillips, Philomena, Dallas Buyers Club, Scott's favorite, Gravity, and Her, the one with Joaquin Phoenix. That's what he falls in love with his AI or his operating system.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I saw that. Yeah.
12 Wolf of Wall Street.
I can't argue. I can't argue with that one too much.
All right, last one. 2015, the winner is the film Spotlight, which I thought was an okay film, and I know why it won Best Picture, and it was just merely because of subject content, because it was about the priesthood, Catholic Church covering up, you know, the priests with child molestation. But it was not a film, at least when I watched it was not a film that I thought... It didn't grab me. It was like, I watched it and I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. These performances are excellent. Nothing like that. I just felt it was very blasé. So, the film I think should have won Best Picture that year was The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, I agree 100%.
You know?
Yeah.
It was up against Room, Brooklyn, Bridge of Spies. I remember this year we reviewed these.
A lot of boring films.
The Martian, which was really good. Mad Max Fury Road, which was excellent, but you knew they were not giving it Best Picture. It's kind of like The Substance this year.
Genre films aren't going to get it.
You know, and The Big Short, which was also great. But, yeah, The Revenant snubbed. Alejandro Iñárritu, that director, he is so due for a Best Picture. It's not even funny. And they could have given it to him that year, and they didn't. That movie is so fucking good.
It's an interesting list. And those are all the ones that you thought shouldn't have won Best Oscar?
Yeah, I just cherry-picked a small handful of years, like 5-6 years. There are tons more. I just didn't want to, you know, go super deep into it.
I was just, normally people throw Crash in there on their list, and I was surprised that you didn't. That's all.
Well, I felt Crash was the best picture that year.
See, so you don't hate the movie?
Crash, no.
See, I enjoyed that film, actually. There's a lot of hate out there on that film.
What year was that? Was that 2005? It was 2005. So that was when it was still 5 nominations. Well, we'll talk about it super quick. I feel Crash was the best picture that year. I felt that was the best movie on that list. What it was up against was Brokeback Mountain. It's a great film. Capote, Good Night and Good Luck, and Munich. Those 4 other films are just not as good as Crash. They're just not.
Man, you know,
maybe Brokeback Mountain. You know, as far as like an overall director and performance type film with, you know, a really, really great ending. You know,
I guarantee you, if you go onto YouTube right now and just do a search for worst Best Picture Oscar, that's the one that comes up the most. Everybody hates the Crash. They hate that movie.
We'll
have to review it sometime.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
We should throw it on a wheel. But, you know, it's interesting. And I don't know if it comes down to the director being a part of Scientology and then escaping and, you know, he's been in documentaries and whatnot talking shit about science. He's like, it's fucking crazy. I don't know why I did it, but I did it. And now I'm out. And thank God I'm out. So that director, who was that director? Paul Haggis. He was all in Scientology. And then he just realized the crazy and got out. So maybe it has a little bit to do with that. I don't know. I don't know. In my opinion, that is the movie that should have won that year. It really is. Not to be confused with David Cronenberg's Crash.
Correct. Yeah.
All
right. Not the scar-fucking Crash. The other one.
That's right. That's Cronenberg. What do you expect?
Right.
Okay. So... Yeah, no, can't get that on there. It just doesn't work.
Stop trying.
I can't help it. It's so annoying.
It's not a big deal.
Anyway, all right, doesn't matter. So, that's the Oscar wrap-up. That was a lot of fun. That was, 9 weeks? 8 weeks of our life?
As usual.
It happens. So now it's back to reviewing shitty movies and spinning the wheel of suck, picking a movie.
Yes, yes.
All right. Oh, look. So let's just get this out of the way real quick. Because I kind of don't remember. We each get a veto, right? One veto each?
Correct.
Okay. And then if we spin... You or I can veto it, and that's a veto used. We spin again.
Right.
The other person can veto it.
Correct.
And then after that, we have to do whatever is on that third spin, no matter what.
Unless we don't want to, because it's our show. We can do whatever we want.
Because we're adults.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have my ice cream before dinner. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. All right. So normally, and I'll just explain real quick. Normally, the wheel ends up on the screen and people can see it. For whatever reason, there's a problem with the actual wheel. I can still spin it. You'll just have to take my word for it, what's on the screen. And that's just the way it's going to end up being for this episode. I will work on it and see what I can do for next week. All right. Are you ready for me to spin this thing?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, no whammies. No whammies. Big money. Big money. Oh, it's slowing down. So,
uh-oh.
The category is any Neil Breen film. you know, it was only a matter of time before we ended up having to review a Neil Breen movie.
Yeah.
So, the question is, does anyone want to veto this?
Why do you?
Well, I kind of want to know what you want to do first.
I'm ready. I haven't.
I'm okay with it.
Everybody else has already done them to death, so you know it might as well be us. All right,
we may as well do it then. All right, we'll stick with it. Neil Breen. We'll pick one of those movies.
Yep.
I just don't know which one we're gonna pick, but we're gonna pick one of them. Maybe I'll just let you pick it. I only found out about him like a year or two ago.
Well, tell you what, we'll pick from the ones I have on my Plex.
Okay.
Hang on real quick and I can get that.
He doesn't have too many either, right? 4 or 5?
I thought he had like 7. I could be wrong.
God, does he has that many?
Actually, you don't have to wait for me on the Neil Breen, which episode. We'll figure that out. Which okay. movie.
Yeah, no. We'll announce it on Facebook. We'll make a post. We'll do it that way.
Okay.
All right. Sound good?
Yep.
All right. I guess we can go ahead and end this show.
End it.
Let's do it. All right, everybody. Thank you, as always, for joining us for another episode of Movie Sucktastic. This is our Oscar wrap-up show. We just did that. It was a lot of fun. Glad you could join us. It's episode 441. So you can go to our website. It's moviesucktastic.com. You can download the show there. You can listen to the show there. And you can click on the link that'll take you to the YouTube page where you can watch this video. You can go to iTunes and you can listen to the show there as well. You can go to facebook.com/moviesucktastic and you can see everything that we post there. You can leave us email. The address is themovieguys@moviesucktastic.com. And if you want to leave us voicemail, it's 908-514-4470. If you want to our podcast player, you can go to moviesucktastic.com/mst.apk, or you can download your own by just going to your Android or iPhone Play Store or Android or whatever the one they call it for the iPhones. Just do a search for Movie Sucktastic. In any podcast player you want to download your favorite one. We come right up. Every episode is there. And that's pretty much it. Do you have any words of wisdom, Mr. Wilson?
Don't tape grapes to your teeth.
Okay. I'm going to pretend I know what that is.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week when we review a Neil Breen movie.
A Neil Breen film.
Don't worry. It'll be a doozy. Wow. Neil Breen.
It had to happen.
Gonna be bad. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.